congratulations to all of the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. From the VOA studios in Washington, D.C., around the world, and direct to you, this is Today's Hit Countdown. I'm your host, Shauna Renee, otherwise known as the Lady DJ, and for the next 55 minutes, we are going to count down the top 20 songs in pop music, according to Billboard Magazine and you, the VOA listeners, for the week ending April 27, 2024. And we have a new number one, and I must say, this was probably the fastest climb to the top spot I've seen in quite a while. But before we get to the number one song, let's start at number 20. This song was actually in the number one spot several weeks ago. It's called Carnival from Kanye West on Today's Hit Countdown.
Yeah. to get you anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. And I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to live like his. So mama went off and left him. From life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I feel like I was drunk. Still, I've played it out before. So your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. Did it last lay out before us. And your arm felt nice.
I'm not afraid to die.
number 16 this week, Tate McRae with Greedy on today's Hit Countdown. She is out on her world tour in support of her sophomore album, Think Later. The singer rehearsed 7 to 8 hours a day to prepare for the tour. She did gym workouts. She spent time in ice baths and saunas, rehearsals, and something that I love, daily meditations. By the way, if you want to see Tate McRae, she's going to be touring Europe, the UK, North America, Australia, and New Zealand through the end of the year. Coming up next, an artist that lit the stage on fire both weekends at Coachella. Here's Doja Cat with Agora Hills on today's Hit Countdown.
Do I remind you of your daddy in his 88 Ford? cabin order hanging out the passenger door. The sand from your hair is blowing in my eyes. Blame it on the beach, grown men don't cry. Do you remember that beat down in basement couch? I'd sing you my love songs and you'd tell me about how your mama ran off and pawned her ring. I remember everything. A cold shoulder, a closing time, you begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and past the time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment.
at number 10 with Saturn this week on today's Hit Countdown. My name is the Lady DJ. You can find me across all social media platforms at VOA Lady DJ 1. And it's time now for Word on the Tweets. And the tweets are talking about a photographer who once worked for Megan Thee Stallion. He's filed a lawsuit claiming mistreatment. According to the complaint, which was filed in Los Angeles Superior Court, Emilio Garcia alleges that he was forced to witness an intimate encounter between Megan and another woman during a night out in Spain back in 2022. The lawsuit further asserts that Megan berated and fat-shamed Garcia the following day and instructed him never to discuss what he had seen. Megan Thee Stallion's lawyer responded saying that this is purely an employment claim for money and that no sexual harassment claim has been filed. The tweets are also talking about the estate of legendary rapper Tupac Shakur. It's issued a stern warning to Drake regarding his track called Taylor Made Freestyle. It's a diss track aimed at Kendrick Lamar. In the cease and desist letter sent by the estate's attorney, it is alleged that Drake's actions constitute a, quote, blatant abuse of Tupac's legacy. The letter also demands that Drake promptly remove the track from all platforms where it's publicly available. Drake has until noon on Thursday to confirm his cooperation. Otherwise, the estate promises to pursue legal remedies against him. The tweets are also talking about a new docuseries that is set to air on the Investigation Discovery Network later on this month. It is called Fallen Idols, Nick and Aaron Carter. The series explores the allegations of sexual assault made against Backstreet Boy member Nick Carter and the rift between the brothers after Aaron supported Nick's accusers. It premieres Monday on May the 27th. And finally, congratulations to all of the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.